Okay, it's an incredible schus to be back together. Before I begin, I want to always give hakaras hatov to Aliza for helping out to put everything together and to get the word out to everybody and to Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem, we should be zeichah to be back in Aliza's house, Bekarov. It should be a schus for only simcha and only bracha, Bez Hashem. I want to also thank the sponsors for tonight. It's a very special chevra. Tonight's shir is being sponsored by a group of young women, a chevra within our chevra, a bunch of the young women who wanted really, I really deeply appreciate from the depth of my heart, they wanted to sponsor tonight's shir just as hakaras hatov for all the chizik and all the asoras and all that this shir is. And it means so much to me personally, on a personal level. I want to thank each and every one of them. I know who you are and you know who you are. They wanted to stay anonymous, but I thank you very much. It really deeply means a lot. And Bez Hashem, it should be a schus for each and every one of you, for only simcha and bracha for you and your mishpachas always. And as we're hopefully moving back slowly, but moving back to a sense of normalcy, as shuls are opening, as stores are opening, as many of us on our own have decided to just, we've had enough with corona, that's for everybody to figure out and decide. I'm not posketing right now, just telling you what is going on. So I hope that there's some level at this point of introspection, of cheshbon ha-nefesh, of what we can walk away with from this crazy time in our lives. And each and every one of us definitely has different cheshbonos. I'm not here to figure that out for each of us individually. But I believe there's one thing we all have to walk away from this time period with. And it's nothing, it's not a big chiddush. And it's not something we didn't need before, but it's so clear to us. It's so clear to us how each and every one of us needs to have Hashem by our side every single moment. It's so clear to us that as we all have had, and in life until we're zoche to Mashiach that should be b'mehera b'yameinu, so we all will go through, and we've been through, trials and tribulations, nisyonos, and we so deeply need that relationship with Hashem to get us through, to be okay, to be calm, to know that it's going to be good. And obviously that relationship with Hashem is paramount in our lives, in our avodas Hashem. Can I truly daven with kavana if I don't feel Hashem by my side? Are my mitzvos meaningful if I don't feel Hashem by my side? So we need Hashem, and we want Hashem. And we definitely felt that throughout these last couple months, as each and every one of us so deeply valued and cherished that relationship that we reached towards in times of need. The question is, how can we ensure, and how can we be mechazik ourselves in our everyday lives, whether we're going through difficult nisyonos or just going through a normal life, to really feel Hashem by our side every moment, to really walk with Hashem by my side. Now He's there. He's there. Hashem is there. And Hashem loves each and every one of us. But to really feel it and live with it. So I want to share an idea based on this upcoming week's parasha. We always have to live with the parasha. And this parasha is going to be the first parasha a lot of people hear in shul, Kriyas HaTorah, for the very first time, some people. And therefore it's a very special parasha. And it's a parasha that we have to gain a lot of chizik from. And in parashas Baaloscha, in Perek Tes, if you look in the Psukim, Tes Vav to Chav Gimel, so we find Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, it talks about our time in the Midbar, our time in the desert, our time when we were traveling on our way to Eretz Yisrael, as we hope these are our travels as well. You know, those of us, each and every one of us, as we're still in Galus. Each and every one of us still in Galus. We're traveling through the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. We're going through that same journey. Each and every one of us is going through that same journey as we prepare for Geula, as we prepare to go to Eretz Yisrael. Even if we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're in the Midbar, as there's still a mosque on top of our Abayas. Alvai, we should all be in Eretz Yisrael even now, but Alvai should be with Mashiach and complete Shalom is the way we're supposed to have it. So the Torah tells us how Klal Yisrael knew how to journey through the Midbar, and this is the same journey we're through. If you look at those few psukim, Perek Tes, psukim Tes Vav through Chav Gimel, it tells us something you already all knew. But I want to focus on a lashon that's constantly reiterated. So the psukim tell us that what determined whether we should travel or whether we should stay put was the Anani HaKavod, with the clouds of glory that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed surrounding us, protecting us, but also as our light to guide us. Those clouds. And if you look in the psukim, time and time again, the psukim say, Al pi Hashem Yisu, al pi Hashem Yachanu. Al pi Hashem Yisu, val pi Hashem Yachanu, that our travels and our encampment, it's all al pi Hashem. It's all al pi Hashem, it's all according to the mouth of Hashem. What that meant was, Hashem, obviously the master of the universe, is the one that's controlling the Anani HaKavod, and through the Anani HaKavod, we know whether we should travel or not. So it's Al-Pi Hashem Yisu, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu. If you look, it's seven times it says Al-Pi Hashem. Seven times in these psukim, it's Al-Pi Hashem. And the Pasha Pshat, the simple understanding, is what we just described. It's according to the mouth of Hashem, we'll know whether to travel or to stay put, know how to hold ourselves through the Midbar, as he showed us with the Anani HaKavod. Seven, first of all, before we go on, at the schus to have people showing their faces, I just want to say, you know, everyone should feel comfortable with that, whatever they feel on Zoom. But you know, when I give shirim, you know, and you don't see people, it's hard to connect. Halavai, we should connect in person. So it's a schus, thank you. But let's get back to learn. Al pi Hashem Yisuv, al pi Hashem Yachnu. Seven, first of all, seven. We know there are 7 days of the week. And seven, therefore, represents the normal way we're supposed to be acting in this world. Al pi Hashem Yisuv, al pi Hashem, seven times tells us the way we're supposed to be walking, talking, thinking in this world is something to do with al pi Hashem. Now, again, Pashup Shad is, we're supposed to try to follow God. The Al-Pi Hashem of the Midbar was the Anani HaKavod. The Al-Pi Hashem of our lives is Torah, and follow Torah to the best of our abilities. That's our guideline. That's our guiding light. That's how we know how to travel through the Midbar, travel through the desert. Becomes the Heilige Shlach HaKadosh. And the Shlach HaKadosh gives us a deeper pshat. And it's interesting, the deeper pshat here is a more pasha pshat in the words, more textual, just simple read of the words, but it's not what we would ever think is the logical pshat in the psukim. But the Shlach HaKadosh, the Heilige Shnei Luchos HaBris, he tells us like this. He says, you want to know how to travel. You want to know how to live your life. You want to know how to live your life and feel Hashem by your side every moment. It should be Al Pi, upon my mouth, should be Hashem. Hashem should always be al pi. Hashem should always be on my mouth. We should always be talking about Hashem. We should always literally be enunciating and saying Hashem, Hashem. Meaning, as many of us do, when on the tip of our tongue is Baruch Hashem, Amir Tzah Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem. To be speaking like that, to really say those words. Now I know, to some of you, that's like a little silly. And it's like, we judge those young women and men that are, Baruch Hashem, Mirtz Hashem, Bezuz Hashem. It's like, get out of 2 months into seminary already, right? Like, we're past that stage already. Okay, we know you're from Shkayach. You don't need to tell us, like, the first second we start speaking to you within 2 minutes and hear Be'ez Hashem, Mir Tashem 1,600 times, right? But the emes is, some people, if it's just lip service, and it's something we train ourselves robotically to say, then it is meaningless, and those are the people we make fun of a little bit. I'm not saying we should make fun of anybody, but ultimately, we don't sense an authenticity in it. We don't sense that it's true, that it's real. But if we're saying it and we really mean it, if we say Baruch Hashem, because I really want to, but what is Baruch Hashem? You're the source of all blessing in my life, Hashem. I want to constantly be thanking you. When someone asks me, how you doing? My first, before I even say, I'm doing great, I'm doing not so great, I'm saying Baruch Hashem, I'm thanking Hashem, because I really think like that. And when I hope something will happen, I know it's only going to be with Hashem, Emir to Hashem, with the will of Hashem. And when I want something to happen, it's Be'ezrus Hashem, with the help of Hashem. But I really think like that. I really believe it's all from Hashem. I'll pee Hashem, so my mouth is constantly Hashem. I'll be a different person. I think differently. I talk differently. I walk differently. Hashem will be by my side every moment. I'll pee Hashem. I'll pee Hashem. And by the way, for those of us that don't feel it the way I want to be feeling it constantly, and therefore feel by saying these words, it would be fake, it's not what I really believe inside. I'm really far from Hashem. I really feel distant from Hashem. Sometimes I feel close to Hashem, sometimes. But often I feel distant. Often I don't feel so close. I feel disconnected. I don't feel what I want to feel. And I think if I talk like that, it's just like, again, not silly in the robotic seminary way, but silly because that's not what I really believe. That's not who I really am. So we all know the words of the beautiful Sefer Echinach. And we have to live by these words. It's a psychological analysis of our life that's emesh bamito. Achre pulosov bo machshevosov. Achre pulosov bo machshevosov. Got it. Thank you. I don't know how that happened. I didn't touch anything. Achre. I hope it wasn't too long. Achre pulosov bo machshevosov. Achrupolosov bo machshevosov means that our actions and our words have an effect on how I think and how I feel. Achrupolosov bo machshevosov, if I act in a certain way, I'll start to feel that way. I'll start to live that way. So if I start to, I want to connect Hashem more, so I start talking about Hashem and I say those words, Be'ezrus Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Emir Hashem, I'm going to start to think like that. If I'm doing it methodically, really wanting it to happen, I'm thought out. It's not just rote and mechanical. So either if it's a consequence of my feelings and my hargashas alev, my emotions, that causes me to speak like this, then it's beautiful and wonderful, and it will just reconcretize all that I believe and help me feel Hashem by my side, or it can even build it within me. And to really feel, I'll pee Hashem if Hashem is on my lips. And to start speaking like this, and using such a language of Baruch Hashem, Be'ezrus Hashem, Emir Hashem. And by the way, it's not merely that. It's not only those words. It's also just constantly talking to Hashem. You know, we use Tefillah, which is 3 times a day, or for most of you, I assume 2 times a day, to talk to Hashem. Shachris or Mincha. You can't talk to Hashem all day long. I mean, something's going on in your life. Talk to Hashem. Al pi Hashem. Hashem, I need help. Hashem, do me a favor. Help me over here. Help me in this situation. Hashem, what do you want from me? Hashem, something good happens? Our immediate reaction. Hashem, thank you so much. Hashem, thank you so much. Like we all, I'm sure we all saw Chevre, the Chevre, I'm sure also Ushpizin. We also Ushpizin. If you haven't seen Ushpizin, you should see Ushpizin. It's not just a movie, it's a Torah. The whole movie is one big Torah. It's all Torah from Rav Nachman. But it's mamish, such tremendous yesodos and yahadis and yiddishkeit And one of the big yesodos we learned from this movie, you know, it was written by a Baal Tshuva, Shuli Ran, the main actor, and his wife, which is the actress, and they wrote the whole film in a way to be Mechazei Klal Yisrael. And one of the big yesodos, one of the big foundations, fundamental ideals that's found in the movie, it's constantly, and you watch it, the main characters, what's his name, Moshe Belanga, and his wife, I don't remember his wife's name right now, Mali, right? Mali. And they're constantly talking to Hashem. Not until, yes, in tefillah, when you see them davening and saying tilam, but anything that happens, they get that $1,000 under their door, their first reaction, thank you Hashem, in a very, a little bit of a comedy, how intense and extreme it is, but it's like, thank you Hashem, in the most deepest of ways. And something difficult is happening, they right away call out to Hashem to help them. That's also Al Pi Hashem. So Al Pi Hashem has to be the way we speak, Be'ez Hashem, Amir Hashem, Baruch Hashem, but also should be just that constantly on my lips, constantly, I'm just talking to Hashem. And if that's how my life will be, Hashem will always be by my side. I'll start to feel Him so much so. And when He's always by my side, I'm going to be a different person in my avodah Hashem. If we start speaking like this, you'll see my davening will be different. My learning will be different. The way I treat people will be different. And my simcha zachayim will be different. Because I'll really feel Him in my life always. You know, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, a Mishnah Brura, which is our main halachic sefer, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, the very first Ramah, the Ramahs are of Moshe Isselish, is those of us that are Ashkenazim, that's who we follow in halacha. Right? The Shulchan Aruch was written by Rabbi Yosef Cairo, that's the Mechaber. And Rav Moshe Isselish is the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. And his opening words, basically, his opening main words, he has one shorter opening, but then his main opening is, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Place Hashem opposite me always. Meaning always be thinking about Hashem. Always know that Hashem is with me. Hashem is by my side. That's the opening words of the halachic sefer of the Ramah. It's a Shulchan Aruch. I'm not talking about it's not a Musar sefer. It's not a Machshava sefer. Not a Hasidic sefer. Shulchan Aruch. Our guidelines how to act in halacha. Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samir. By the way, if you look, there's a crazy Berhetiv. The Berhetiv over here, the Berhetiv, was written by Rabbi Yehuda Ashkenazi. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that name. The Berhetiv says, to what degree you should literally sheet Sayer Shem Havaya Tomid Negin Enav Benikut. That you should basically, I'm not going to get into all the deep Kabbalah of how exactly and which Nakudos he goes into even, but we should always be able to see the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in front of our faces. I don't know if any of you have ever seen Yud Kei Vav Kei in front of your face unless you're looking in a sitter. I'm not sure. I'll be honest. I'm going to admit. I've never been Mekayim this Berhetiv. I've never, like, just seen in the air Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what he seems to be saying. That's what he says explicitly. You have to, like, Yitzayir means to draw it out, be able to see Hashem's name. So we could feel His presence. Always. I'll tell you. I'll never forget. Years ago, I was in Cleveland by my closest of friends, my chavrusa, Dr. Shlomo Kaufman, who at the time was making a bar mitzvah for his oldest son. And I was there for Shabbos. And Shabbos morning, in his minyan, he introduces me to a close friend of his, who's a big Talmud Chacham and a tzaddik, and we schmooze for a few minutes. And afterwards, when I'm walking home with Shlomo, he says to me, "I want you to know that man that you just met, he's opened up to me in private. They're very close." That he hit a point in his life, he could literally, he sees Hashem's name in front of him. This wasn't some like wacko walking the streets of Yerushalayim, you know, it was like real. I don't know. That's, again, that's a very high level. I haven't achieved that yet. I don't know if I ever will. I don't know if any of you, maybe some of you have. The idea behind it, forget about the literal sense of it, is to really be able to sense and see Hashem next to us always, to really feel it, like that it's real. So I don't know how we could picture it if it's just not there. But maybe, if we can't be mekayim this berhetiv and this ramah with our eyes, maybe we could be mekayim with our mouths. Maybe if I can't see it in that way, I could speak it. And if I speak it, if I constantly talk about Hashem and see Baruch Hashem, Bez Hashem, Amir Hashem, and talk to Hashem, and have Yud Kei Vav Kei, I have Hashem in front of me by speaking it, will have such an effect on me that I'm going to walk around a different person. I'm going to really feel Hashem by my side. Now let me ask you a question. Why is it Al Pi Hashem? Why is it Al Pi Hashem? Meaning, why not Al Pi Elokim? We have a lot of names of Hashem, right? A lot of names of God. Why not Al Pi Elokim? Al Pi Shakai? Al Pi Kel? Those are all names of God. Why Al Pi Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we have to understand something. You know, there are a lot of names of Hashem. The name Elokim, which is probably the second most used name, Elokim, Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, is Gematria 86. Gematria 86. 86 is Gematria Hateva. He Tes Vez Ayin. Hateva. Hateva is the nature of the world. Because Svarim explained the name Elokim represents the Rabbonu Shel Olam that constricts himself in the Kabbalistic works, is called mitzamtzem himself in a way where you perceive him as nature. Now, we all know that Hashem is the one who allows the sun to rise every morning and brings out the moon at night, and Hashem is the one that decides whether it's going to rain or it's not going to rain. And we all understand that's from Hashem, but it's all done b'derech teva, in a natural way. B'derech teva. And Elokim is the name that rules over the nature of the world, the physical nature of the world, the normal everyday routine of the world. And that's one level of Hashem's place in this world. But we want so much more than that as Yidden. We want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's so above this world. We want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not bound by nature. It's not bound by nature. We want a relationship where if someone, lo aleinu, is sick and is in the hospital and the doctors give very little hope, we want a relationship where we know we have Hashem who's watching over and this could change. We want a relationship with Hashem that even though I dated, 10 straight guys and didn't go out on more than 2 dates, I know, and b'derech teva, it looks like that's just going to continue, and I haven't dated anyone for 2 months because it's been corona and I'm down about it, but like, I want a Rabbono Shalom that k'heravai, and like, tomorrow that could change. And believe that that's possible. And if it's not tomorrow, it'll be the next day, but I believe at any moment, I'm not bound by nature. I'm not bound by the normalcy of this world. Because I'm a bas melech. And we know that Rabbono Shalom is so above nature. It's Eino Melvad, it's Ein Sof, he's so above everything. We have to believe in that and know that. What name of Hashem represents Lamala Minateva, above nature, above the din of this world, above the normalcy of this world? Because the normalcy of this world, let's be real, is so abnormal. Do you want to fall into the normalcy of this world? Look at the world around us. We live in a world of Olam Hafuch, a total flipped over world. Total crazy world. We can't even imagine what we've seen over the last few months in so many ways. I don't even have to get into the details. That's the teva. That's what I want to be a part of. I want to be above it. I want to be in Rabbeinu Shalom's world. I want to be in a world that's not bound by nature, in a world that I could believe and know that I'm one with Hashem and it's all good. That's Shem Havaya. That's the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you look in just in the Shulchan Aruch, is a representation of Haya Hove V'Yia. He was, he is, and he will always be, which is a representation of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu above nature, out of this world. No, it's not nature to live in the past, present, and future at the same time. We don't even know what that means. Could you imagine what it is to live in the past, present, and future at the same time? We can't imagine, if you know what it means, because we only know the present, and we remember the past, and we hope for the future. But to live it simultaneously? I don't even know what that means. It's above nature. It's the world of Hashem. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei world. I want to be Al-Pi Hashem. That's the world I want to connect to. I want a world rule. That's my God. That's my Tata. That's my Father. That's what I want to relate to. That's what I want to connect to. That's what I want to be a part of. That, Rabbeinu Shalom. Al-Pi Hashem. Al-Pi Hashem. Especially as we go into the summer month. The summer months in history have been difficult months. First of all, in the worlds of Yiddishkeit, generally there's so much more looseness, lacking of tznius, lacking of avodas Hashem, less structure. We enter in eventually, hopefully not this year, we'll be zoichet a geula beforehand, but the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Tisha B'Av and year in and year out, tragedy over tragedy I don't even talk about in previous years, but we know what they were and we remember them well and we hope it won't be this year. We want to be above all that. We want to be a new Al-Pi Hashem. I want to be above it. And I want to be above it in my world. I want to be above the normalcy of this world. I want to be able to dive in well every day with Kavana. And I want to learn every single day. And I want to dress the most modest I can without being pulled into the world around me that the minute it gets hot, suddenly the halachos change. I want to be above that all. Al-Pi Hashem. I want to be Al-Pi Hashem, Dikayir. Havaya, Dikayir. By the way, Big Matana, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me. If you take the Gematria, Al Pi Hashem, Al Pi Yud Kei Vav Kei is 216. Exactly Gematria Gvura. Gvura is strength. With Al Pi Hashem, I'll have strength. And what's strength? Ezehu Gibor, you all know it, right? Ezehu Gibor from Kerkeavos, Hakoivish is Yitzro. Meaning through Al Pi Hashem. Through having Hashem on my lips and thinking about that Hashem above nature, I have a gvura, I have a strength that I could defeat my Yetzirah. Because Hashem is with me, Hashem is by my side. I could dive with Kavana constantly. And I could learn Torah every day in a proper way. And I could be there for people with the midos that I want constantly without being pulled down when I sometimes have a little kas, a little anger, sometimes I have a little gaiva, sometimes a little kina. No, none of that. I'm above it all. I'm Al Pi Hashem. And I gain the Gvura to be Koivesh Yitzro, to capture the Yitzhara. And the key here, we're talking something very practical tonight. Just have that Al Pi Hashem, to have Hashem in our mouths. To have Hashem in our mouths will give us the strength through this journey in the deepest of ways. And I remember a story with the Talmud once. It was crazy. This Talmud, so he was a Ben Torah, he was a really good guy, but he was pulled in on a particular night, and sometimes our friends get the best of us, we all know that. He was pulled in, it was a Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, but he was with friends that called it Saturday night. And they were going to a particular place, some sort of club. He wanted no part in it really, it wasn't the type of place he would ever go to. But they were all going, he was with them. He fell to the peer pressure of it. And he was going to go, and he said to himself, I'll go, I'll just stay. You know how people talk, I'll go with them, not to make them feel bad. I'll stay on the side, I won't be interactive with anyone, I'll just do my thing. After all, then I could stay close with them, and maybe I could be mashpia on them. You know, we could rationalize anything in the world, man. Anything. So he goes. And he's walking into this club. And the person at the door asks him, you know, just nicely, it was a nice person, as he's walking in, he had to pay a fee a little bit to get in, whatever it was, and the person says, oh, how you doing, sir? And instinctively, impulsively, he says, Baruch Hashem, doing great. To this non-Jew letting people into some makom shol taiva where all averus tachas Hashemesh go down, you know what I'm saying? But he says, Baruch Hashem, doing great. And he said those words, they slipped off his tongue because that's how he speaks. But he said those words and he heard those words come out of his mouth. And he literally ran away. He ran away. He left. He said, I'm sorry, I can't go in here. And he ran away and he got the strength through saying it. He said, just saying Hashem. Again, it's not even saying Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei the way you pronounce it in the Siddur. Just saying Hashem. He thought it brought him to realize Hashem is here with me. I can't walk in there. How could I can't walk in there. If Hashem is with me. Ezu Gibar Kovitzro. He said Al-Pi Hashem and he created a Gvura that he defeated his Yetzer that he was falling to. It has an effect. The way we talk, Mamish has a big, big effect on us. A tremendous effect on us. We have to build this in ourselves. We have to start speaking like this. Some of us speak like this already. So we have to be thinking about it a little bit more, not just saying it robotically, mechanically, but thinking about what the words mean. What it means when I say Baruch Hashem. What it means when I say Be'ezras Hashem. What it means when I say Amir Hashem. And just be speaking to Hashem more throughout the day. Making Hashem a real part of my life in my speech. You know, the Maral talks about what differentiates us from animals. And what differentiates us from animals? The Koach HaDibur, the ability to speak. That means that's the what can elevate us in this world, which is so mundane. What else does it mean, Al-Pi Hashem? So it means Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, Mir Hashem. It means talking to Hashem. I think it means something else as well. You know, there's a very famous Rashi in this week's Parsha. Very, very famous Rashi. There's a few famous Rashis. But one of them is right at the beginning. Perek Ches, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, on the words, Ba'lo yischa es aneros, they have to light the menorah, Aaron HaKohen had to light the menorah. Rashi says, he lit it, shetzorech lahadlik, you have to light it, ad shetehe hashal eves, ola me'aleha, until the flame is rising by itself. And the obvious question is, what is Rashi telling us? Rashi Shkoyach, we all know how to light a candle. Obviously you have to light a candle until the fire is going by itself. You're not going to keep your hand there forever. We've all lit candles before. You light the candle until the fire is going by itself, until you don't need to be connected to it. Like, why does Rashi need to tell me that? We all know that, right? Shalheves Eila Me'aleha. What does that mean? So all the Svarim say, I've seen this in so many different places, I don't want to even mention one. That we all know the Or is the Or of Torah, and the Or of our Avod is Hashem, that's the light. And we have to hit a point in our life where it's a remez to us, our shalheves, our flame of Torah and mitzvos, is olam eleh, is basically consistent and constant, and it's going as if it's not something I'm constantly turning off and turning on, and I need that recharge. My passion is consistent. It's daily. It's oile me'ele. It's just going by itself. Not in a robotic way that's not thought out, but it's constant and consistent and non-stop passionate Judaism. How are we going to get that? How do we get that R? Where does that light come from? So the R is the R of Torah. It comes for sure. And here else is Al-Pi Hashem. How could I have my mouth be with Hashem? Through learning Torah. That's number one. Or number four, if you're counting ways to say Al-Pi Hashem. But learning Torah is that my mouth will be with Hashem on my lips. You know, it's explained by the Marsha that the whole Torah is the name of Hashem. Because a name is our essence, a name is our character traits, our name is our personality. The whole Torah makes up the essence of Hashem, so the whole Torah is the name of Hashem. There's different places where we see this. Kishem Hashem Ekra. I call out the name of Hashem. That's a reference to Torah, because the whole Torah is the name of Hashem. That means the whole Torah is Hashem. Al pi Hashem. On my mouth should be Hashem. What should be? Torah. Then Hashem is on my mouth. To learn Torah. And you as women as well. You and women as well undoubtedly have a chiyuv, an obligation to learn Torah, to learn Tanakh, to learn all the mitzvos that are applicable to you, to learn Machshava, to learn Mercer, to learn the way we're learning together, this beautiful chevra that we have the schus to learn together. Al pi Hashem. And I think this generation more than ever, with all the distractions out there, and all that can pull us down, if we're not learning Torah, we don't know Al pi Hashem. How am I going to have Hashem by myself always? If I want my shalheves olam e'alel, I want that flame to be rising by itself, and I want to be constant and consistent in my passion. So I have to have Al pi Hashem. Al pi Hashem also means on my mouth is Torah. On my mouth is Torah. That's for sure. And there's no question that that's also tefillah that's on our mouth. Because just our regular tefillos, our tefillos are always talking to Hashem. That's Al Pi Hashem. It's Torah and tefillah. That have to be consistent and the fire will never go out. And that's the fire of the menorah. You know where the fire of the menorah came from? The fire of menorah came from the fire of the Mizbeach, where the Pazuk says, Eish Tamid Tukad Al Mizbeach Loi Sichbe. It was a constant, eternal flame on the Mizbeach. It can never be extinguished. If you want, and we all do, a fire that can never be extinguished. If you want to be a person that's passionate and close to Hashem and feels Hashem by your side every moment, with a fire that can't be extinguished, our menorah has to be lit in such a way. And how do we light that? By Al Pi Hashem. By Be'ezer Hashem, Emir Hashem, Baruch Hashem. By talking to Hashem throughout the day, and through Torah, and through Tefillah. The more we could have Hashem on our lips, the more we will have Hashem in our hearts. And it has an effect. It should be a consequence of who we are. We should be so close to Hashem where we want Him on our lips always. But we should realize when we're feeling a little disconnected, it will be a builder as well of Hashem in our hearts. And we'll feel Hashem by our side always. And whatever Hashem brings our way, whatever nisyonos, whatever challenges and trials and tribulations, I can handle it because I'm with Hashem and I'm Al Pi Hashem, I'm talking to Hashem all day. It's good. I'm okay. Let me share with you a story. I'm going to read it to you. Read you a story from the Heilig Baal Shem Tov. And I think it's really everything we're talking about. Every day the old water carrier passed by the study hall with his pails. Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov often stood outside the front door and talked with his disciples. Whenever he saw the water carrier, he interrupted their conversation and would ask him, Beryl, my good man, how you doing today? The water carrier would usually offer a polite response, Baruch Hashem, thank God, and continue on his way. But one day the water carrier had a look of melancholy on his face. Rebbe, it's nice of you to ask a poor man, but how should I feel? Not good. No. Day in and day out, I carry these heavy pails. My back hurts. I'm getting older, you know. My boots are in tatters, but I have no money for new ones. My family's large. The burden's too much. My children need food, shoes, clothing. Ugh. It's too much to even begin talking about. And those new houses at the end of town want more and more water. And they're built up on the slope of a hill. And the water's so heavy. And I'm so tired. So very tired. And with a sigh, he picked up his pails and walked away, dragging his feet with a twisted back and bent shoulders. He did not look back. The Baal Shem Tov said nothing. A few days later, the Baal Shem Tov again stood in front of the synagogue with his students. When the water carrier passed by, Beryl, good to see you. How are you today? The water carrier stood still. He beamed, Baruch Hashem. Rebbe, I'm doing fine. I have work, so I earn money to feed my family. I am blessed because I have a large family, so many sweet children. I'm happy that I could buy them food to eat and pay their teachers. And those new houses they recently built at the hill, they need a lot of water. That's extra income. Baruch Hashem. Thank you for asking a simple man how he's doing. Baruch Hashem. God is good to me. The Baal Shem Tov smiled and blessed him with some encouraging words. The water carrier lifted his heavy buckets and went joyfully on his way, and the water in his pails reflected the light of the sun. The Baal Shem Tov's disciples were puzzled. Why was old water carrier so much happier all of a sudden? With his same pair of tattered boots, his same old pails of water, every situation was the same, nothing changed. The Holy Baal Shem Tov looked at his disciples, and he knew what they were thinking. Did you hear what Beryl just said? He said, Baruch Hashem, thank God, because he knows that all blessings and everything else comes from God. A few days ago, he didn't seem to remember that. He did not thank God for his lot, so he was depressed. Even when things are difficult, there's always so much to be thankful for. So you praise and thank God. You acknowledge that all you receive is from God. And you feel better. Beryl's pails are as heavy today as they were a few days ago. He's the same poor, but his perspective has changed. Now he sees what's important, what's not. And he's very aware of the one who provides him with everything he has. As a result, he is happy and he is content. The same exact situation, nothing changed. Those words, Baruch Hashem, changed. When he said Baruch Hashem, he felt it and realized it and believed it and knew that Hashem is orchestrating every step of his life. And therefore, all the same things that he complained about, he's thanking Hashem for. And he's besimch with it, and it was real, authentic. So to each and every one of us. So to each and every one of us. We're not ones to choose our deck of cards. We're not ones to choose the hands we're dealt. That's the Rabbanu Shalom's choice. But based on our perspective is how we're going to handle it and handle life. And if I could say Al Pi Hashem, if I could say Baruch Hashem, Amir Hashem, Bez Hashem, and really mean those words, and think about those words, and I could daven, and I could learn, and I could talk to Hashem, and have Hashem constantly on my lips. If I can't see Him, because I don't know how we could be Mekayim that Ber Heitev, that friend of my friend was able to, I don't know, I haven't gotten there yet, I don't know. When I figure it out, I'll let you know. But if I can't do it with my eyes, I could do it with my lips. And if Hashem's always on my lips, my perspective is going to be different. I'm going to live a different life. I'm going to feel that Simchas Chaim that I'm always searching for. I'm going to serve Hashem in the way, in the passionate way, the consistent way, the Shalhevet Oil Me'leh, the flame, the eternal flame constantly burning bright. We should all be Zoicha, each and every one of us. Tav Al Pi Hashem. Tav Hashem on our lips, on our mouths every morning, every moment. And if we have Hashem on our lips, we'll see, we'll all have Hashem in our hearts, and Hashem will be Zoyche, Bez Hashem will be Zoyche, that Hashem will reveal Himself in the deepest of ways. And with Zoyche, each and every one of us, as we're hopefully looking and seeing and sensing and smelling the Yeshua from this terrible time period, we'll be Zoyche not just to that, but the ultimate Yeshua, the Gula Shleima, Mashiach Zakeinu, B'mehera B'yameinu.